This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know, all of these characteristics that we're talking about with the manners of the mindful, as you know, this series is called The Manners of the Mindful. It is the akhlaq al-muttaqeen. It is the manners or the ways that the one that fears Allah and is aware of His presence and fears His punishment would act. But what's most important, with all of these characteristics that we're seeing, from bravery to nobility to determination to all of these characteristics that are praiseworthy and commendable, know that there will be days where you will fall short. Know that there will be days that you will make mistakes in regards to being noble. There may be a day that you may be miserly. It's our human nature that this will emanate from us. But the goal is that you have this mujahada. And that is another characteristic of a mindful person. Because guess what? The one that is mindful, there will be days where he or she may not be mindful. They may do an action that is not of a muttaqi. But when they realize that they are not doing the action of a muttaqi, what choice do they make after that? Because complacency is real. You can stay complacent on not praying Fajr on time, not praying the first prayer of the day where you have to wake up and then make wudu, the ablution, to go and pray. You may not do it when you're with your friends and it's time to make Maghrib prayer, the fourth prayer, and you leave it off. Second day, third day, fourth day. Hanging out with your friends in the middle of night of Ramadan and not praying at all, not reading the Quran. These are actions that if one does not struggle against themselves, they can fall victim to being complacent and being consistent and having steadfastness on that which is not beneficial to them. So it's very important that we strive against ourselves, because ourselves, we can be our worst enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the very end of the chapter of the spider web, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those that strive in our path, we will guide them to our way. And verily Allah is with the good doers. He calls the ones that struggle good doers. So know that the muttaqi is not someone that just been given these characteristics or they're always good. We all have our quote-unquote demons in our closet. There are things that each one of us do that are sinful, but Allah just hasn't exposed us. Realize that reality. That will make you more humble. We talked about humility. That will make you a person that is mindful, and that will make you a person that has thabat. And we talked about that as well, steadfastness. Being steadfast is not easy. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet, would ask Allah in his most humble position in sujood to keep him firm, because we all can fall victim to that which diverts us away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you of those that are persistent on the acts of doing what you know in your heart of hearts is the most beneficial for you. And the more that you struggle, because the struggle is real, the more you will be a mindful muttaqi, a mindful person. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.